Welcome to the Generation Ships and Interstellar Colonization series. Like so many of our series, it began originally with the intent of doing just one episode on actual Generation Ulk ships, and rapidly expanded until at last count it included 10 episodes, the most recent being Fleet of Stars, for when you want to move stars rather than move to them. I suppose there's a couple reasons for that, beyond me just being rather long-winded. First, everything about Generation ships and interstellar colonization just fascinates me. It's maybe my favorite area of science fiction, and my brightest hope for the future. I often get asked what technology we discuss on the show I'd most hope to live to see, and of course I always say radical life extension technology, but that's more of a means to an end. So too are Generation ships, I suppose, since it's those human colonies bravely pioneering new worlds and creating new civilizations under alien suns that I truly wish to see. But at the same time, I don't really plan on ever going to those places, even if I live long enough to be able to. I'm quite fond of Earth and have my roots here, so for me, the end is those ships, to be able to wave folks goodbye and wish them a safe voyage, so making that a possibility for them is my end goal, and getting to read those letters and see those pictures they send home. I mentioned a couple of reasons, though, for it becoming a series, and the second one is that while colony ships are a staple of science fiction, they almost always depend on faster-than-light travel and other very advanced technology that doesn't follow known physics. Those would certainly be handy if we got them, but it makes many folks feel like we can't travel to the stars without vastly new science that we may never get. This series is mostly about disproving that, of showing that we could probably do it even now if we needed to, and that we don't need any new science at all, even if we'd surely benefit from it. So a single episode wasn't enough. We need to look at the basic concept, then talk about the engines and basic architecture of those ships, as we do in Episode 2, Exodus Fleet. Then moving around our biospheres to transplant in Episode 3, Exporting Earth. Then we turn to the psychological aspects of maintaining a culture all that time, and seeing just how long that time might be in Million Year Ulk. I'd meant to stop there too, but then I wanted to look at specific concepts and technologies, like sending frozen crews or ones crewed by neo-immortal humans with life extension, or even ones crewed by no living being for a given value of living. Then we turned our eye to truly immense colonial efforts, like moving whole planets or using black holes to run those interstellar Ulk fleets, and finally, to moving whole star clusters. Finally, for now, anyway, at the time of this writing in October 2019. We'll see what we might add in the future, but for now, anyway, let's dive into those colonial ships of the future with Generation Ships.